KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 41 degrees. We look for light rain or sprinkles today, a high of 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Police in Creston arrested a man on numerous charges Sunday. 24-year-old Nicholas Shields of Creston was arrested at around 8:40 a.m. on charges that include four counts of burglary in the third degree, theft in the first degree, possession of a controlled substance, attempted burglary in the second degree, and first-degree criminal mischief. His bond at the Union County Jail was set at $10,000. Creston police also arrested 46-year-old Andrew Sewell of Stewart. He was taken into custody Friday night for public intoxication and later released on $300 bond. And authorities in Creston say it appears the Creston City Pound had been broken into sometime between 5 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. Saturday. Four dogs were taken from the property and the locks were cut on several kennels as well as the outside gate. There was no dollar estimate of the loss or damage. Results from a monthly survey of business supply managers suggest a slight improvement in the economic conditions in nine Midwestern and Plains states. The Mid-America Business Conditions Index report released this morning says the overall economic index for the region rose to 61.4 in April from 60.1 in March. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says the figures suggest strong growth for both manufacturing and non-manufacturing through the third quarter of this year. The survey results are compiled in a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor, and a score below that suggests decline. A scaffolding will soon envelop the Iowa Capitol Dome as workers continue a $10 million renovation project that won't be finished for at least a year. Crews began repairs to the 131-year-old building in April, but their work will become more evident this week as scaffolding goes up around the dome windows, edging up over lower parts of the Capitol's gold plating. The work is needed to fix internal cracks and exterior weathering. Officials hope the external work will be completed by Thanksgiving, but the internal fixes are expected to stretch into next spring. The workers won't need to re-gild the dome, a task that was last completed in 1999 at a cost of about $400,000. The gold leaf is expected to last another 10 to 15 years. Well, Terry Branstad's tenure as Iowa's governor is coming to a close. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The first hint of Branstad's exit came on the 6th of November during Donald Trump's final campaign rally in Iowa.
And he made some off-the-cuff remark like, well, Governor Branstad can take care of China or something like that.
On that Sunday in Sioux City, Trump started by saying nobody knows more about
you
trade.
You would be our prime candidate to take care of China. He has done so well for the people of Iowa.
In early December, Branstad and his wife walked into President-elect Trump's office in New York City.
First thing he said is, your son Eric, he did a great job. He was the state director for me in Iowa, and I just love that guy. And what's his phone number? Let's give him a call. And Chris and I looked at each other. We didn't have our cell phones with, and we don't have his number memorized. So that was kind of an embarrassing moment. And then he looked at Chris and he said, do you really want to do this? And she said yes. And that was it.
Now, after months of waiting, the Senate confirmation process kicks into gear. Branstad will appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Tuesday for a hearing. A vote in the full Senate is expected soon, and Branstad could be confirmed as ambassador to China before the end of May. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And you can tune in tomorrow to hear some of Branstad's longtime associates talk about the governor's career and his expected exit to Beijing. Iowa's largest utility is in the midst of a $3.6 billion investment in wind power and intends to keep spending on the towers with the goal of producing 100% of its energy from renewable sources. MidAmerican Energy plans to build 1,000 more turbines over the next couple of years, on top of the more than 2,000 it already has spread around the state. When completed, the utility's share of its energy that comes from renewable sources will jump from 55% to nearly 90%. CEO Bill Fairman says it'll take about $2 billion and 550 turbines more to bring MidAmerican close to 100%. Bloomberg Energy Finance analyst Daniel Charest says the move would set a new precedent in the country. Well, starting this May Day today, AAA members in Iowa will be able to take advantage of a new type of service. The Auto Club's Gail Weinholzer says if you're bicycling out anywhere in the state and have some sort of mechanical trouble, you'll be able to call for a tow truck. Which, so why is the Auto Club getting involved with bicycles?
We all use multiple modes of travel. Yes, we're obviously Automobile Association, but a lot of our members bicycle, and a lot of our members appreciate this type of service.
The service technicians won't change your bike tire for you if you have a flat, but they will give you and your bike a lift back to your car, home, or if necessary, a bike shop.
While we will try and fix cars on the roadside, we will not attempt to fix bikes, but we will tow you for however long your membership is good for. So if it's a classic membership, we will tow you up to 5 miles, a plus membership up to 100 miles, and a premier membership up to 200 miles.
If your two-wheeler leaves you stranded on a bike trail, you'll need to get to the nearest road first.
We have to be able to obviously access you via our tow truck. So they're not off-road vehicles. So if you're halfway climbing up a mountain on a doing some mountain biking, you're going to have to walk the bike down the hill or something of that nature.
Whether riding for sport, recreation, or exercise, Weinholzer says it's important for cyclists to know that bicycles are considered vehicles and they're now covered under a club membership. Elsewhere in state news, jurors are scheduled to be chosen today for the trial of a federal inmate from Iowa charged with killing his fiancée, who vanished without a trace in 2000. Tate Perk has pleaded not guilty to a charge of first-degree murder. He's accused of killing Cora Okonski. Perk has told police that she left their home to walk to the store to buy cigarettes and never returned. Perk has said that he told Okonski that he wanted to put off their wedding date earlier that day and that she'd become upset. Her body was never found. Perk's been serving time on unrelated federal drug and gun charges. His trial was moved out of Tama County because of pretrial publicity. It's being held instead in Iowa County District Court in Marengo. A passenger in a March single-vehicle crash has been charged with causing a wreck. 28-year-old Antonio Ramon Harris of Waterloo was arrested last Thursday and charged with willful injury and two domestic assault counts. The March 7th rollover crash, which seriously injured Harris, happened on Interstate 380 in Evansville. Investigators say Harris's girlfriend was driving and that Harris had assaulted her inside the car before the crash. Police say while the driveway of their home, Harris grabbed her by the neck and forced her head between its seats so she couldn't breathe. Police say later on the interstate, Harris declared he would kill us both before grabbing the wheel and pulling it toward the ditch. The girlfriend suffered only minor injuries in the crash. A 5,000-head hog confinement has been proposed in north-central Iowa's Hancock County. The Gray Owl Farms, the sixth, has filed an application to build a hog confinement about 4 miles east of Corwith. The animals would be kept in two deep-pit buildings. The Hancock County Board of Supervisors vote during their regular meeting this evening to set up a public hearing for the applications. The county's zoning administrator, Andy Buffington, will evaluate the proposal based on the state's framework for scoring such applications. That framework consists of distances from residences, churches, businesses, and water sources, and the type of manure and how it's stored and disposed of. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony, Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.